Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Something got you bit, and now you need to vent. Or you did something bad and you need to repent. Well, slide into our VMs.
Yeah, baby. It's time to slide into our VMs.
We're sliding and sliding and sliding
on the Daily Mix Show.
Just get in there and leave us a voice message. You can do it in the Odyssey app. There is a little microphone icon, and that is how you leave us a VM. Steve Miggs, what is the situation in there today?
We have a lot of voice messages. I don't know if we'll get to all of them, but a lot of them have issues with you, Taryn Derry.
Wow.
Yes, are you ready for the first one?
I guess.
Yeah.
Hey, dumb motherfuckers! Sorry, but that was not a perfect 10 on the second beat mix today. Not to be one of those beat mix police motherfuckers, but I gotta say.
But you are. So, just as a heads up, this is all stemming from Beat Migs on Friday.
Oh, I recall.
That wasn't right. The question was, how many ghosts visited Ebony Scrooge on Christmas? And the answer is 4. You have the 3 ghosts of Christmas. And then you also have Jacob Marley, his old partner, showing up to let him know the other 3 ghosts were going to show up. So that's 4 ghosts. No perfect 10. Sorry they f***ed up your birthday, Danny. But hey, happy birthday, big guy. Love the show, guys.
How did that mess your birthday up?
Yeah, man. I was thinking about it all day. I was just angry at Taryn driving to Portland. I was just like, man, Taryn, she ruined my birthday.
Lost a lot of sleep that night.
Danny told us, he's like, I'm not going to have a good birthday unless Steve Miggs gets a perfect 10 at Beat Miggs. And you messed it up, Taryn Daly.
Oh, no.
You ready for the next voice message?
Oh, I guess so.
Could you pass this message on to Taryn Daly? I'm not trying to be that guy, but Scrooge.
But you're going to be that guy.
Here we go.
Was visited by 4 ghosts. Of course, there's the ghost of past, present, and future. But how could you forget Jacob Marley, his ghost?
Yeah, Taryn.
How could you?
You seem rather defensive about this. I mean, they're just trying to help. That's all these people are
they
trying
just want,
to
they
do.
They demand quality, Steve.
I mean, what more do you want out of them?
These people deserve better.
It was technically 4 ghosts who visit Ebenezer. He forgot about Marley, the one who told him about the 3 spirits.
Yeah.
Duh.
Should we take out another voice message?
Should we?
I mean, I'm sure this one has nothing to do with that.
I'm sure.
Could you pass this message on to...
Oh, yeah, I think we heard that one already. Here we go.
I wanted to leave a message because Steve Miggs did not get a perfect 10. Please let Miss Daly know that she was wrong.
Yeah, Miss
Daly.
There
are 4 ghosts that visited Scrooge. Google it.
Yeah. Google it, Taryn.
Google it. Well, I did. I wanted to make sure that everybody knew that technically there were 6 ghosts. There were technically 6 ghosts because the ghost of Christmas present came with 2 additional ghosts, which was the little boy and the little girl named Ignorance and Want.
Let's check our next voice.
Yeah, technically there's 4 ghosts visited Scrooge because, well, there's the ghost of Jacob Marley. Can somebody let Taryn Daly know that?
Taryn, did you know?
Somebody let her know.
Let her know. All right, one more voice message.
Oh, my God.
I was listening to Beat Migs, and you got it wrong when it came to the ghost question with the ghost of Christmas past, present, and future. Technically, there are 4 ghosts, not 3, so Migs got that one wrong.
Ugh.
He was visited by 4 ghosts. Have a great day.
Great day.
See, now my perfect 10. Is tainted.
I'm sorry. It's all my fault.
Yeah. All right. One more voice message.
Happy belated birthday to Danny V.
Hey, thanks.
I hope he had fun in Portland. Bye.
I see nothing about the ghosts.
How nice.
How was Portland, Danny?
Oh, it was great, Steve.
Did you see any ghosts?
I mean, I don't know about ghosts. We saw a ghost of some decent strip, used to be decent strip clubs that are not decent anymore.
Were there any perfect tens?
Yes, there were, actually.
So wait, what strip club did you go to that's no longer great? We can't say?
No, we can.
Are they advertising?
They're not advertising. I just feel bad because we're such big fans of the Acropolis. And
it's gone downhill.
Man, I don't know what happened. Dude. It was just... It was always like a perfect level of, like, not the greatest. Like, you loved going there for that reason.
You got the steak bites and there's still attractive girls, but it was never like, you know, like a glamorous strip club.
Right. But I don't know that you want to eat the strip club or the strip club. Yeah, I don't know if you want to eat the steak bites there because you might walk away with some kind of food poisoning or E. coli. Oh. It was so dirty. All the urinals were broken. When I say there was just everything in the bathroom, there was just everything going on in the bathroom.
So do you know, like, I mean, I don't know if they have, like, a sign that says, like, did something happen? Like, did the owner, like, something bad? Like, where, like, you know, new management?
No, not that I'm aware of.
We have to check Reddit.
We walked in. There wasn't even anyone to greet us. Like, they usually have, like, the greeter.
Wait, did you not pay?
No, they didn't make us pay.
That's cool.
Well, I mean, yes, sure. They also didn't give us singles. They also didn't check our IDs. We walk in, and there was just no one there.
Just a lawless society.
But there are even strippers there. I mean, there was like two, but they were all just talking to everyone else, and we were just like, all right, we're going to have one drink, and then we're going to head
out. What about the DJ? Was the DJ there?
There was no DJ. Strippers picked their own music.
Oh, I thought you were going to say they stripped in silence. I was like, what is happening here?
It was quite the experience.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, glowing review, Danny. Thank you.
I mean, we can still go back.
I was going to say, we should probably go to just investigate if Danny's saying what he's saying is the truth.
That's a good call.
We'll just have to bring some Clorox wipes
and our own steak pipes.
Yes.
The Daily Mix Show.
Last week, if you missed it, I was telling my son all about one of the great Christmas movies of our lifetime, and that would be Home Alone.
No, it was all set up because he said that he wanted to live life without parents.
Yeah, he said having no parents would be great because then you could sneak all the candy you wanted.
And then you ended up talking about Home Alone.
There is a Christmas movie that I need to show you called Home Alone, where a little boy who's maybe 8 or 9 years old gets left home alone at Christmas time and he gets to do whatever he wants. He eats ice cream for breakfast. He does all his own grocery shopping. He messes up the house. He sleeps in whatever bed he feels like.
He eats whatever he wants.
Yeah. And he watches whatever TV show he wants.
Wait, even with bad words in it?
Yes.
Shows with the F word in it?
I don't think it has the F word, but it probably has some bad words in it.
Okay, I won't watch it right now.
All right.
To which that led to my daughter saying this about your son.
That boy's funny.
Garrett?
Yeah.
He's a handful is what he is.
That boy is funny.
Well, we did end up deciding to watch it.
So this is like part of your master plan to scare him straight into thinking that life without parents is a bad thing.
Exactly.
Okay.
And so this is his review of the movie.
Barrett, what did you think of the movie Home Alone?
Good.
What was the best part?
The booby traps.
The booby traps?
Okay, at first I thought they said the boobies. I'm like, wait, I haven't seen Home Alone in a while. Did the mom have a moment?
She's pretty covered up.
So how was like the language as far as like...
I mean, there's a few like dummy, idiot, jerk, you know, that kind of stuff. Maybe some ass.
Oh, so it's just like, you know, like a Disney movie.
Yeah, exactly.
Like in Aladdin, they always call people a bunch of A. No, never mind.
The booby traps, which of the booby traps did you think was the funniest?
The one when the guy's head catched on fire.
From the blowtorch?
A dead kid.
Forget how funny that was. It. So who are the bandits again? It was Daniel Stern.
Daniel Stern and Joe Pesci.
Joe Pesci.
Yeah.
Yes.
That was hilarious. What about the paint cans?
Yeah, and the paint cans.
What about the nail?
Oh, yeah. Oh. Wait, what about the one when they go?
Oh, smashed in the face? Yeah, that was a good one.
That was the scene where he got hit in the head with the iron.
That one put Barrett into stitches. He was laughing so hard. It was amazing.
He was a fan of a good old slapstick comedy.
Oh, yeah.
Now you gotta watch the follow-up eventually.
Right?
Do you remember the tarantula?
Oh.
When he put it on his face and he started screaming like a girl?
Yeah.
Was that funny?
Harry, help me get up! I got it!
I feel like that was some people I saw at the zoo one time when they had there was a lady walking around with a tarantula. It was in a case, but there were some people that walked over to see what she was doing, and once they saw the tarantula, they basically made that sound, turned around, and laughed.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Wait, did it bite him?
No.
Imagine if it did.
That would be crazy.
And it'd be like...
I mean, that's a pretty good Daniel Stern impression right there.
He nailed it.
Yeah.
Yeah, just like that. Hey, so what do you think about being home alone after watching that movie?
Only for one day.
One day being home alone would be okay?
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's kind of important to have your family around, right? Well, you don't want to live alone.
Well, sometimes you do if you want lots of candy.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
You know, you can just bring home one of these bags of candy we have at the station.
He is so sugar focused. It is insane. It's like the most addictive thing ever, I think.
He's willing to throw his family away for some sugar.
Oh, my God. In a second.
Yeah. So... how often has he watched this movie? Because when kids like a movie, they like a movie. And they will watch it over and over and over again.
I am afraid that we have entered into our Home Alone phase. So we watched it. We watched about a half. And then we watched the entire movie. And then last night, again, he wanted to watch up until the point where he says, I made my family disappear. So we're now basically three moments of Home Alone just in one weekend. It's a lot.
It's going to get a lot worse, too. I mean, because, like, I'm 39 now, and I still watch that movie probably about 7 times a season.
Got to.
But this might backfire on you now, because you're going to watch the film all the time.
I know. Now he's all in on being home alone.
So what's next? Like, what movie?
We leave him home alone.
Okay.
The Daily Mix Show.
We are so grateful for the work that's being done right now for Coats for Kids at KISW.com. We are getting on track to raise $50,000, Steve Meggs. And I know we wanted to see about raising $20,000 by the end of the day today.
In order to get to $20,000, we first have to get to $19,000. I don't know if you guys know how math works, but I'm figuring it out as we go along. So thanks to the Rockaholics, like Cameron Jerns joined the 6-7 Club,
six,
I guess.
Seven.
Zale Liu. And for $100, like Zale donated, I will butcher your last name. But I believe
so generous.
I believe it's Liu. L. Liu?
Yes.
Okay, good. Both of us are doing great. George Thomas donated $25 and $25. We'll put a brand new coat on a kid in need. So right now we are at $18,249 raised. And our goal is $50,000, but if we could hit $19,000, that would be pretty freaking cool.
Head over to KISW.com to make your donation.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere, has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
The Seahawks won yesterday 37-9 against the Atlanta Falcons and have now improved to 10-3 on the season. This is fantastic.
Back-to-back seasons for Mike McDonald to be 10-3.
So
awesome. First Seahawks coach to ever do that.
It was a decisive win, but the first half was a little boring. It was 6-6 at the end of the first half. Sam Darnold was talking about the win, though.
Sam, congratulations, a 28-point victory, but this was a 6-6 game at the half. What changed for you guys in that second half?
We stopped sucking.
Yeah.
He didn't say that.
Yeah, you know, we understood that we just needed to keep doing what we were doing. I think the biggest thing was just finishing drives in the red zone, and I feel like we did a good job of that in the second half. Our defense stepped up in a big way, as they always do, and it was just a good team win.
After that first half, I was like, oh, man, are people who are down on Sam Darnold right? And then as the second half happened and then all those drives that he put together and just started looking better, I'm like, okay,
Sigh of relief.
Yeah, like he doesn't suck. Not that I thought he sucked, but I was like, man, have people figured him out? And maybe this wasn't that great of a pickup after all.
Well, we ended up coming across one fan's posts. He was live posting on social media and was completely unhinged.
Yes.
So let's go straight to the comments.
So we found these comments, and I was trying to find somebody who's famous from Georgia. I was like, that'd be kind of fun to have someone, because they played the Falcons in Georgia. And then every famous person from Georgia, we did not have a robot version. So we had to go deep into the well. And we went all the way to, I think it was Augustus, Georgia?
Sure.
The late great Hulk Hogan.
Oh, wow.
Did not even realize he was from Georgia, to be honest with you. So I just learned that. So we have robot Hulk Hogan, who I felt like is a perfect unhinged voice for this guy who clearly was drinking early in the morning and just live posting as this game was going on. And I think as we go along and we take this journey with this drunk person, you'll know what parts of the game he was commenting on.
Oh, I can't wait.
Are you ready for the first comment? So we're going to go in order. So like as the game progresses, these are just the comments that he's putting out there on social media.
Yes, please.
All right.
Reed and Love are back. The boys are back together. Ain't not stopping us. Time to feast on Falcon meat, baby.
All right, so this is rather early in the game. And Julian Love was back out there. He had a good play right from the get-go.
A lot of optimism.
Yep, Reed was back as well, so he's right. Yeah, we got our defense is getting even stronger, and it's already strong.
Oh, here we go again with this bull, Darnold. Can you not throw an interception just once? We are cooked. Put Drew Lock in.
Brother.
Wow, that turned quick.
So first we're eating Falcon meat, but now the Seahawk meat is being cooked and tracking properly. All right, next one.
That's it. Suck it, bitches. Ain't kicking field goals when number three is on the field.
Do you remember what happened there?
No.
Number three was on the field. They're not kicking field goals.
Oh.
Nick.
Emanuori, thank you.
That was insane. All I thought about with that was how much does that hurt your hand? Because that ball's coming out fast.
Oh, yeah.
When they kick it. And he got his hand right on that bitch.
Wow.
Sorry, I'm getting caught up with this drunk guy that sounds like Hulk Hogan. You ready for the next comment?
Sure am.
All right.
6-6. What is this? Can the Seahawks figure this out already? We ain't going to the playoffs, let alone the Super Bowl playing like this. Let them know I said this.
We will.
Who are we supposed to tell? John Schneider? Like, what do you think? Like, the Seahawks social media department's going to, like, relay this to, like, Coach Mike McDonald?
He's probably been waiting for this guy's thread all morning.
That's what I'm talking about. Rashid, 100 yards. Time for shots.
Time for shots.
Doing a lot of the same things we've seen the last few weeks.
And here's Rashid Shaheed. Big special teams play. Breaking free and Shaheed all the way to the house. No flags.
That was so cool.
Oh, it was amazing.
I'm always a sucker for a good long run.
Oh, yeah.
Especially when a single player on the other team seems to touch the guy.
Untouchable.
Touchdown, JSN. Let's eat. Let's f***ing eat.
All right, now we're in a good mood again.
This is an emotional roller coaster.
Eamon Worry, blocking field goals, getting an interception, rookie of the year. Sorry, Russ. He's now owns the number three.
Wow.
Doesn't take much, I guess.
It's time to retire number three, but not for Russell Wilson, for Nick Emanuori.
Wow.
Cooper Kupp, you sexy motherfucker. What you gonna do when Cooper Kupp runs wild on you? Cool.
I don't know what's going on, but somebody needs to cut this man off.
By the way, I know we spoke with Mitch earlier this morning. Did you look at some of the shots of the crowd and how empty that place was in the second half?
Dude, even before the game started, it seemed like a ghost town before the play even started.
It was insane. I mean, these are all the seats that are right down close to the field, and there was nobody in them.
Well, would you stick around?
Hell no.
Yeah, but all the Seahawks fans stuck around.
Hell yes.
And then when something good happened with Cooper Kupp, what did they say?
Cool. The Daily Mix Show.
Imagine, if you will, being at a rock concert, and then the lead singer starts demanding that other fans there punch you in the face.
Cool.
You're going to hear who did this during What's Trending after Weezer. We know that your morning is just beginning, and you might be wondering what all is happening out there in the real world. And pop culture, it's a very busy place. So we'll help out by telling you what's trending.
What's trending on the Daily Mix Show? What's trending? Let's go. Let's go.
Garbage was performing at an outdoor show in Australia recently when the singer, Shirley Manson, stopped the show and started going off on a guy who had one of those big beach balls in the crowd. But when she suggested a little violence against this man, the crowd turned on her.
A guy with your big beach ball. Ooh, I'm so scared of you. So thrilled by you. What a f***.
What is happening? It's just a beach ball.
She needs to lighten up.
Like, it literally makes me want to beg people to go over there and punch you in the face. It's disrespectful. And musicians have had enough. And we're fed up of not getting paid properly. And fed up of having to play for like you. You're a middle-aged man.
I'm so confused. What does the beach ball have to do with them not being paid properly?
I get kind of excited about a beach ball at a concert, so I don't know why she's freaking out.
He wasn't throwing it at her. No. It was a beach ball in the crowd.
In a ridiculous hat. Literally want to ask people to punch you in the face.
Take some deep breaths.
You know what the funny thing is? I saw like they tracked down whoever the guy was. Apparently the guy's been like a fan of the band for like 20-something years. And they have a picture of him back in the day like wearing a garbage shirt and at the concert. Like, this is like a massive super fan. And she just decided to use him for like her vitriol about the fact that like she doesn't make money from Spotify and doesn't make money from this and that and all that. And it's all over a stupid freaking beach ball.
Well, she ended up making an apology this past weekend. But then at the next show that they played, a lot of folks showed up with beach balls. Yeah. And also big pool floats to kind of get back at her a little bit.
The funny part is, like, I guess she apologized, but also there was a post by Garbage that where it was like, I make no apologies whatsoever for getting annoyed at beach balls at show. I joined a band because I hated the blanking beach. I joined a band because I want to listen to Susie and the Banshees and The Cure and be dark and beautiful. So continue listening to Spotify and toss your stupid beach balls around like you're 10 years old.
She's really projecting.
Did I ever tell you about the time I fell asleep at a intimate performance by Garbage?
No.
Right. Oh, so great. So when I worked at the End, you know, they do the End sessions. And at the time, these End sessions weren't done like here at the station. Like, we'll do them now in like the little, like our meeting area. Mm-hmm. They were at a local recording studio. I think it was Glen Sound, which was like in downtown Seattle or just in Seattle. And we get down there and it's like the middle of the day and Garbage was performing for, you know, maybe I'd say tops 20, 25 people.
Wow.
And I'm sitting there and we're all sitting watching them. And they were so, she was so particular about a certain song that she kept having them do the song over and over.
Oh, no.
Because she wanted like a good, you want a good recording of
sure.
it. But also in a weird way, you are still doing kind of a performance for a crowd. And I was tired.
Oh.
And I started nodding off and I never heard the end of it from my coworkers because I full on fell asleep. Like, I didn't get called out. Like, I guess as long as I don't bring a beach ball to a performance, I'm okay. But I fell asleep while, like, maybe no further than Danny is to me. Like, so it was maybe like about like 8 feet away. That's where Shirley Manson was, and my eyes were closed. I'm hoping maybe she thought I was just feeling the music.
Oh, you're just really in your head about it.
Yeah, just closing my eyes.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I remember my old coworkers, Carolyn and Andy, were just like, you fell asleep during this performance. Like,
I know
you can't do that.
I know that you have that tendency sometimes to fall asleep in meetings and things like that, and I'm thinking next time we'll just draw some eyeballs on your eyelids.
Yes.
So that when you fall asleep, you still look like you're present.
Or I should just act like a total rock star and wear sunglasses
yeah,
in all the meetings.
Yeah, there you go.
I don't know if you've heard this, but this is news to me, but apparently Boyz II Men, big fans of the grunge music.
That was my very first concert back in 1995, and I do not recall any Nirvana being on the set list.
Yeah, so they're going viral because they play a Nirvana song at their performances, and it's not like a one-off thing, because I was looking at the comments, and people were like, oh yeah, they've been doing this for a while, but if you've ever wondered what Boyz II Men would sound like performing Nirvana's Smells Like Teen Spirit, We have it for you. Are you ready?
I'm so excited.
I think it's just so great. That would be like the one moment where I'd have fun in a Boyz II Men concert.
I mean, they're pretty great in concert, Steve. Oh, I did see them twice.
Did you bring a beach ball?
No. Okay. It's a rookie mistake.
They now they got to cover like Rooster.
Oh, I'm in.
I bet they could hit those harmonies.
For sure. The Daily Mix Show. Steve Miggs, we have another game coming up at 8:50 where somebody out there in the ether might just beat you.
Not yet.
Not yet today.
2-0 this morning.
I know. We're very excited to get somebody on the line. 206-803-ROCK is the number to call if you would like to play Beat Miggs at 8:50.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
So you want to start a business? You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.